an odyssey.
I'll be honest. The journey that I took wasn't fun while I was going through it. When I was doubting my faith, I lost some friends. I lost my purpose. I lost a little bit of myself. I'll admit I still have questions sometimes, and I struggle. At least now I'm in a healthier place to face any questions I may have, because I know better how to pray, how to ask for help from people that I trust, and I know better how to listen to the Holy Spirit to guide me through the tough stuff. I never thought I'd say this, but I thank God for the difficult weeks I had. They actually made me stronger. They made me remember how much God loves me because he fought for me. God was patient with me when I struggled, and he celebrated when I came back. Thank you.
Wow, that was really good, Olivia.
Oh, thanks, Zoe.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there that night.
I didn't know they were going to post my testimony online.
The church always posts the Sunday service. Oh, look, you got some comments at the bottom.
Uh-oh.
No, they love you. Warren68 says, an inspiring message.
What? I don't know a Warren.
Oh, Freckleface2 says, this girl is my hero.
What? Really?
Juicy Goosey says, good speech, but does she find her clothes in the same aisle she finds her beach towels?
Beach towels?
I probably shouldn't read all of these.
How many are there?
Lots.
Ooh.
Here's one from Greta C. This testimony made me cry.
Aww.
I have been going through a similar thing. I would love to talk to Olivia and ask her some questions. She seems so wise beyond her years.
Wow.
You should reply to her.
What would I say?
Answer her questions.
What if I can't answer them?
You should be able to. You're wise beyond your years, remember?
Well, I wouldn't. Come on.
Looks like there's some more requests like that. Jenny17 says, how does your story relate to the doctrine of sanctification?
What?
CatPat says, I have a friend who is having a similar battle with Satan, but his battle has gotten a lot more serious. What should I do to help him?
I don't know. I can't answer that. What do these people want? They watch one testimony and they think I'm wise beyond my years? I am not. I'm unwise beneath my years.
Maybe we shouldn't look at any more of these.
Sanctification is the process of being freed from sin. If you're
freed
a slave...
Can you just slow down a little, Mr. Whitaker? I can't type that fast.
Are you quoting me word for word?
Yes. I don't want to get anything wrong.
Olivia, I'm happy to explain these concepts to you, but the commenters ask for your advice.
Oh, I don't have any advice.
Well, they listened to your testimony, and now they want your perspective. They saw something that they connected with, and they're probably looking for that same connection in your answer.
Well, I would be really nervous about answering these on my own. These are people's lives I'm messing with here. It's too important.
You're right. You need to make sure that you're sharing God's truth and not just your own.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what. I've got some books you can look at, and I'll list some Bible passages that you could use. And then I can look at your answers before you send them, if you want.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
You seem very passionate about wanting to do this well.
I definitely don't want to blow it.
This might be a calling, Olivia.
A calling?
Have you considered that God could be calling you to mentor other people? That he's given you this purpose? It has all the signs, your passion, the obvious needs all around you.
Don't say that, Mr. Whitaker. I didn't ask for a calling.
Well, the Bible is full of people who didn't ask for their calling, but they still responded to it.
Ooh, listen to this one.
Zoe, please stop reading all the comments.
No, it's different.
Is it the guy who thought I was wearing a small teepee?
No.
Because I'm throwing that shirt away.
This one is brand new. It just popped up.
Okay, fine.
It's from JP14. Did you really come up with those answers above on your own? It sounds like someone dictated them to you.
Yep, it was Mr. Whitaker.
It's not done. I know you, Olivia, and those were not your answers.
Wait. Who is this?
I wish I had your faith. You're so certain about everything. I'd love to talk to you, but I don't want a bunch of crafted answers. I want someone I can be real with.
JP14?
Do you want to answer? The comment just popped up, so they might still be online.
I mean... Okay, type this. Sure, let's talk. Private message me, and I'll contact you.
Okay. It's posted. You ready for this?
I read through a bunch of Mr. Whitaker's books and Bible verses, and I've prayed. I'm gonna give it a try.
Okay. They're responding.
Oh, boy.
JP14 wants to talk.
Okay, what do I press for a voice call?
You should do a video call.
Well, all right. Here goes.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Olivia, and this is my friend Zoe.
Hi.
I'm Jane.
Nice to meet you.
Where are you? Why do you have sunglasses and a beach hat on?
It's just my room. It's super bright in here. These bulbs are so bright.
Yeah, okay. So, Jane, you're right about my answers. Someone else did come up with most of them. I didn't know what to say.
I get it. Some of those were hard questions.
Yeah.
Your response just surprised me. Normally, you're authentic.
How do you know I'm authentic?
Your video. You didn't try to hide or fake anything. It's why I felt like I could reach out to you.
Oh. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
How you did it. How you made your faith your own.
Oh, I'm not sure if it's anything I did.
Because you and I both grew up in a Christian home. I go to church 3 times a week. My family are all dedicated followers of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I've just never felt it, you know?
Felt what?
God. His presence, or whatever. I'm not a Christian. Which is hard because my parents are super strong in their beliefs. They read the Bible and get excited. My dad's prayers are so intense.
Right.
I've never understood it.
Do your parents know this?
No. No one knows. I kind of fake it at church, and I feel super bad about it. But what am I supposed to do? They're my feelings.
Well, faith is more than just a feeling.
Yeah, I've heard the sermons.
Okay, well, a relationship with Jesus just means communicating with him.
Through prayer and reading the Bible, yeah.
Oh.
I get all that. I've done it my whole life. Which makes me wonder if something's wrong with me.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Why not?
Well,
isn't that the only possibility? I can't blame it on God, right?
Well, no, but...
Just a minute! I gotta go to dinner.
Well...
Talk to you later.
But... That was abrupt.
And what was with those huge sunglasses?
She definitely didn't want us to know who she was.
There's something familiar about her, though.
How can you tell? I couldn't even see what she looked like.
No, it's the way she talked. The way she... I know who that was.
Who?
Supergirl.
What?
Don't you remember? There was a girl at camp 1 year who used the word super all the time.
Right, I remember. What was her name?
Her name was Jade, with a D, not Jane.
Jade. Yeah, I think you're right.
Jade Radner.
Yes. She's Monty Radner's daughter.
That's right.
And he was the guest speaker that week, remember? And now he's the pastor of the largest church in Connellsville. He travels like the whole country as a speaker.
His daughter isn't a Christian?
And he doesn't even know it.
Okay, it's been an hour. I'm calling her back.
Okay.
Are you done with dinner?
Yeah. What's up?
You can take off your sunglasses and hat now.
Why?
We know who you are.
We remember you from camp.
I didn't think you'd figure it out.
Well, you have a signature word. Super.
I should probably stop saying that. So, you know who my dad is?
Yeah.
Don't say anything. Please.
No, we won't.
Not just him. Don't tell anyone. If it got out that Monty Radner's daughter doesn't follow Jesus, it would be so embarrassing for him. He might even lose his ministry.
Hey, it's not our place to tell.
It's kind of a relief, actually, that somebody knows the truth. I feel like I finally have a friend, two friends, that I can talk to about this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hey, do you think you guys could come with me to church on Sunday?
Oh, I can't. I have to work in the nursery at my church.
Olivia?
I could ask my parents. Yeah, sure.
Great. My mom and I can pick you up.
Yeah, okay, I'll let you know.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then.
All right, bye.
Bye, Jade.
Bye.
Do you think Mr. Whitaker was right? That Jade is a part of your calling?
Wow. I mean, what do I even say to her? If Monty Radnor hasn't reached her, how in the world am I supposed to?
Well, good morning, Olivia. Can I get you anything?
Oh, no thanks.
You found some more books to read?
Mm-hmm. I got them out of your library.
Oh, yeah, I recognize them. Witnessing to a Tough Audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read this years ago. It's a good one.
Oh, yeah, I took lots of notes from it.
So you're sharpening your witnessing techniques?
Well, it's just I've never really done it that much. I need all the instruction I can get. By the way, this is your fault, Mr. Whitaker. All that talk about calling.
Well, I didn't mean to make your life harder. Well, maybe I did. Can I give you some general advice?
Sure.
Well, studying is a very important part of preparation when you're called by God to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget that God has also given you a special gift for these situations.
What gift?
Your testimony. Perhaps God allowed you to go through the faith journey that you did so that you could minister to people who are going through the same thing.
Oh. I guess that could be true.
And that's not the only gift God gave to help you do this. He also gave you the Holy Spirit. Now, when you have no idea what to say, he'll give you the words. Now, you just trust him. Let him use you. And I'm confident he will.
Your church is huge.
The front door is just around the corner. It started 12 years ago in a living room with 6 people.
Were you one of the 6?
I was in the nursery, which was actually my bedroom.
Aww. Who are they?
Protesters.
Why are they protesting?
My dad teaches directly from the Bible, and the Bible says stuff that some people don't like.
Sounds like your dad is pretty brave.
I guess he seems tough to a lot of people. But I've seen him cry at diaper commercials. Oh, there he is.
You folks enjoyed the service. Thanks for coming.
You too, Pastor.
Bye, Brother Radnor.
Dad?
Hey, Jade.
I want you to meet my new friend, Olivia.
Ah, yes, Olivia. I'm so glad you came today. You live in Odyssey, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I do.
How did you two meet?
Actually, years ago, at camp.
Camp, what a nut.
Yeah, and you were the guest speaker the week I was there.
I remember that. The AC went out.
Yes.
All right.
My eyelashes started sweating. I didn't know that was possible. Hey, would you like to have lunch with us? My wife has homemade chili in the slow cooker as we speak. Do you like chili?
Yes. I just have to ask my parents.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Oh, I gotta talk to this guy. I'll see you after the service.
Sure.
Bye.
He is so nice.
Yeah. Now you see the problem.
What do you mean?
Come on. We should grab a seat.
Wow, I had too much chili.
I know. I always eat too much when it's my mom's chili.
Hey, I like your room. Is this a picture of you and your dad?
Yeah, my 7th birthday party. We went roller skating.
You look like you're having so much fun.
He fell down 20 times, probably.
What?
There's something about watching someone who's so good at one thing be so terrible at another. It's kind of satisfying.
Jade, I don't know. He just seems like he would understand if you, you know, told him what you've been struggling with.
A year ago, those protesters showed up at our church. And one of them was saying nasty, untrue things about my dad. I started arguing with them. I kicked one in the shins.
Sorry. I shouldn't laugh.
No, you should. He deserved it. But somebody just happened to be taking a picture of it when it happened. Ooh. And the picture made the papers the next day.
Ouch.
Page 12. It wasn't that huge of a story. But it embarrassed my dad.
What did he say?
All the right things. Appreciated me standing up for him, but that I needed to have more self-control. He was great and forgave me. But it was the look.
The look?
Of disappointment in his eyes. It hurt. And that would be nothing compared to the look he would give me if I dropped this bombshell on him.
But what's worse, a moment of disappointment in his eyes? Or having to keep this secret from him for who knows how long?
You know, I should show you my video diary. I film my thoughts because I'm better at talking out loud to a camera than writing it down.
Sure, yeah. Have you shown it to anyone else?
Oh, no. But I feel like I could show it to you. Here. Watch this.
Sunday, January 14th. This morning, my dad did a sermon called The Joy of the Lord. He got people so emotional and excited, some of them were crying happy tears. Me? I don't know what I was feeling, but it wasn't the joy of the Lord. Maybe it was just a feeling like I was missing out on something. I don't know what these people were crying about. I really don't.
Wow. You seemed so sad.
Just confused. Or something.
Hmm.
Have you heard the song Dark Tomorrow?
I think I've heard of it.
It's by Lena Kravitz. She's one of my favorite singers.
Doesn't she sing really depressing songs?
I would call them honest. Dark Tomorrow really hits home for me.
Can you call up the lyrics?
Sure. There you go.
Okay, Dark Tomorrow. I just went in. Wow, these words are so hopeless.
Again, honest.
Is this what you think life is really about?
I relate to her.
You know, I may be really off the mark here, but when I was doubting my faith, there was something that I learned about Satan.
What?
That he tries to speak to us in a lot of different ways. For me, Satan took the form of a dead Russian philosopher.
Excuse me?
Never mind. It would take too long to explain. But Satan has lots of strategies for getting into our thoughts. Maybe he could be talking to you through hopeless lyrics in a song and trick you into believing that it's just honesty.
Hmm.
I mean, you asked why you didn't feel the joy of the Lord. I think Satan might be stealing it from you.
So what are you saying I do?
Maybe try not listening to this. Maybe try to listen to Christian music instead.
Okay, but...
And then, like, think about the other things. Like, is there a TV show that you could cut out of your life or anything on the internet?
Well, I guess.
I don't want to sound like a parent, but you did ask for my help.
So it went well, huh?
Well, yeah, I think I may have really helped her. Huh? She texted me today that she feels like she has a better attitude. I mean, I don't think she's decided to become a Christian yet, but she seems closer than before.
Well done, Olivia. I'm proud of you.
Olivia!
Zoe?
Did you see this?
What?
It's been on the internet since last night.
Daughter of megachurch pastor doesn't believe in God? Play the link.
Sunday, January 14th. This morning, my dad did a sermon called The Joy of the Lord. He got people so emotional.
How did they get this?
Some of them were crying.
It was her private video diary.
Who is it?
It's Olivia.
Go away, please.
I'd really like to talk to you. My mom drove me all the way up here.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to talk to anyone right now.
I just have one thing to say. Please open the door. Jade, keeping people away is not the answer. Can I at least give you a hug?
I guess I could use one of those. Come in.
Hey. Jade, I'm really sorry. How did it happen?
I got a phishing email. It looked authentic, and I clicked it. Not my best decision. They hacked my computer.
The protesters?
Yeah.
Oh, have you talked to your dad?
No. He's in Chicago speaking at a conference. He's tried to call me about a dozen times, but I just let it go to voicemail.
And your mom seemed pretty upset when she let me in. Have you talked to her?
No. She keeps asking if we can talk, but I'm not ready.
You need to. Or call your dad.
I embarrassed him, Olivia.
That doesn't matter.
Of course it does. He speaks all over the States about Christian parenting, and now the world knows that his own daughter doesn't even believe the things he preaches about. How is he supposed to stand in front of all those people and say he has the answers? I can't talk to him. I've hurt him too much.
Jade. Jade. Look, I don't know your dad, but I look around at all these pictures you have, and it's easy to see how much he loves you. When I was having my doubts, do you know what the biggest mistake I made was?
What?
Shutting out the people who love me the most. My family, my friends, they're the ones I should have been listening to. Satan tried to get me to ignore them, and I did for a while. But then, I remembered the love, and I reached out to them. And with their help, I started to get better. The worst thing you can do is try to do it alone. Just call him.
Okay. I will.
Do you want me to go?
No. Stay. Please.
Jade.
Dad.
I'm glad you called.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, honey. We're gonna talk when I get home.
When will that be?
About 20 seconds.
What?
I'm coming up the front walk right now.
Wait, what do you mean?
He's here?
I think so.
What?
Come on.
Okay.
Honey.
Daddy?
Oh.
I thought you were in Chicago.
I flew home.
You're missing your conference?
This was more important. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Have you been harassed? Reporters or anything?
I've gotten a couple of calls. I ignore them.
Good. Keep doing that. I'm glad you're here, Olivia.
Of course.
Do you need anything, Jade? I could go get you—
Dad, stop worrying about me. I'm worried about you. I've ruined your career.
Oh, no. No, you didn't. You didn't ruin anything. Everyone's been very supportive. I've gotten dozens of texts from people. They all want to know how you're doing.
They're worried about my soul?
Well, yes. But also, just you. How long have you been torturing yourself with this secret?
A few years.
Oh, that breaks my heart. I have people coming into my office confessing every deep, dark offense they've ever committed. And my own daughter doesn't know that she can come to me about anything?
I was ashamed.
There's no need for that. Becoming a believer in Jesus is a different process for everyone. But listen, we're going to talk this through. I understand where you are now, and I'm here to answer any questions or to support you in any way. This is a personal journey, but I want to be there, walking beside you the whole way. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Come here. Oh.
I'll leave you two alone.
Thanks for coming, Olivia. I think you are exactly the right person to help me.
Maybe. Funny how God works that out, huh?
At the beginning of today's adventure, Olivia was grateful for the spiritual journey she went through, even though it was hard. She can now give hope to the people around her. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." When we have questions and struggles about our faith, Satan wants us to shrink away in fear and doubt, but Jesus wants us to reach out to him. We may not always understand how God is going to use our stories. We just have to be willing and ready to tell them. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Tough Call was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Samira Jackson, Natalie Lander, Drew Rausch, Kelly Stables, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.